Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in toll free to join us on the radio waves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And again, you can take control of the airwaves and the website. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based system, so that means it's free for you to participate with. And then you can vote also on the content that is there on the front page. So what other listeners have put there, you can say whether you like or dislike. And in total, we'll know what you think's interesting. Of course, another way to share with us your thoughts is to, of course, call in toll-free at 855-453. Or you may join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
All right. So we've got a lot to talk about here tonight. It has been a blur of a week for me.
Me too.
I would say for all of us.
Yeah. It's been a tough week. And I mean, I'm not going to go into detail on who's who, because that's not really relevant, but there was several years ago, almost a decade ago in my life, that I had a psychotic break, for lack of a better term. It was really the only time we really had any downtime here on Free Talk Live. We took the show off the air for a couple of days due to it. And what had happened was I became of the belief, after I took a dose of LSD, that time didn't exist and that I didn't need to go to sleep anymore as a result of that. And there are a variety of different ways one could come to the conclusion that one doesn't need to sleep anymore, but that was the conclusion that I came to, and as a result of that, I went truly, truly insane. Not because of the LSD, that wore off, right? Like, that doesn't go forever, but the belief that I had pushed me through several days of not sleeping, and the longer a human being goes without sleeping, the more crazy that person will become. So I had an intimate experience with this, and I, you know, came out of it after ending up being put into the hospital and given some antipsychotic medication, coming to and having my normal self back. I vowed that I would always get sleep from that point forward, and it hasn't been a problem. It's been nearly a decade, and, you know, it hasn't been a problem. There have been some nights where I've stayed up late and everything, but I always go to sleep. And so for me, it's not an issue. But lesson learned. In the case of what happened to us this week, it was basically a do-over. I mean, you guys weren't here for the first episode, but
I was.
You were here for the first episode of the person who was involved this week. So this week, a relatively new mover to the area, or last week, I guess, about a week ago, this gentleman stayed up too long.
He moved here in about March or so. So he's been here for a while, and this is the first time that we had ever experienced it. So he had been here for a few months.
Yeah, but apparently it wasn't his first time going through this either.
I agree. He had only been here a couple of months, and none of us had, at least I didn't have any sort of suspicion, I guess. He always seemed like a normal person.
Yeah, I mean, this can happen to anybody,
sure,
is my belief, and so just try staying up for 4 days and, you know, see what happens to you. I don't mean that serious.
The longest I've ever stayed up.
Is that right? How did that go for you?
I was...
Were you working during it?
Yeah, it was one of these things to where I had just, like, not paid attention when I scheduled events, and I scheduled a bunch of things back to back to back to back, and it wound up, I had things to do for 40 consecutive hours, so I was awake for 40 consecutive hours. And when it was over, I fell asleep, and I slept very soundly for probably 12.
So, anyway, this guy stayed up too long last week and basically lost his mind as a result of that, which is a tough situation for people who care about somebody to deal with, especially people who, you know, aren't particularly you know, we're all fairly busy people and not the most wealthy necessarily of people either. His parents don't live in the area. And last week it was really bad. Like the level of disconnect from reality was pretty serious. And ultimately we ended up deciding to put him into the hospital.
Yes.
Yes.
And that led to him being involuntarily committed, which meant that they took him from the hospital here in the Keene area in New Hampshire and took him to Concord State Hospital for, you know, basically the state hospital exists for mental cases. That's the purpose of that hospital. And he was allowed to leave after the weekend, essentially, after being assessed by some psychiatrist or whatever. The psychiatrist, you know, sent him away, and he was released and, you know, back to normal, basically. Seemed like he was okay.
Because he was sleeping in the hospital.
Yep. Seemed to be all right. And then the first, I don't think it was the first night. I think it might have been the second night after he got out, because it was Tuesday night this week.
No, he got out on Monday, and he did not sleep Monday night.
Oh, really?
That's what his mom said, because he went to her hotel room at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, that was Tuesday night.
That was Tuesday morning.
No, that was Tuesday night that happened. Anyway, I think he may have gotten out of the hospital and slept that first night, and then the next day stayed up. I don't know. I really don't know. But all I know is the whole week has basically been taking care of this gentleman.
Right.
And trying to not put him in the hospital again. Because the person who ended up calling the hospital last week, I wasn't going to do it, personally. I didn't want to take responsibility for what they might do, and so I didn't do that. But the person who did call the hospital ended up being frustrated with that decision after the fact, because, you know, they put him in involuntarily into commitment, and I don't think the person who put him in the hospital expected that was going to happen.
Right.
Wasn't
absolutely
really sure what all the consequences would be of that. So this time, I guess the good news this time was that he wasn't as far gone this week as he was last week, meaning maybe he hadn't stayed up as long this week. But we did successfully manage to just kind of contain him for the most part.
Except for the three times he jumped out a window.
There was that, and he did walk away at one point. You know, you can't keep somebody against their will, but if you can persuade them, heavily persuade them to stay in one place, then I think that that's okay. And so we tried to do everything we could for this gentleman with as much compassion as we possibly could, but it was an exhausting exercise, and that's basically where I was last night when this show was going on. I was playing babysitter. And we essentially had people around the clock.
I still felt bad that I couldn't help out, but yeah, you know, everything that you and everyone else did was really, really amazing. Like, you guys really did pull through, and it was, you know, it was good to see that, but it was also very hard to see how taxing it was on everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I'm most proud of about all this is how the community of Liberty people here in New Hampshire came together, at least in this area, to really step up and provide what essentially ended up being kind of mental health services, if you will. I don't know what you want to call that, but taking care of a crazy man for 48 hours.
I would say they were attempting to provide mental health services without having any of the skills needed to provide mental health services.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, we didn't have to straitjacket him or anything like that. It wasn't to that extent. I mean, he
also, no one had a straitjacket.
Right. And so that's kind of where I just woke up at 5 p.m. today, basically, after sleeping all day long and kind of catching up on a fairly small amount of sleep over the last 48 hours. It almost seemed like his goal was to drive us all into that place by keeping us awake for as long as he was awake. But luckily, we had enough people who to where it was like somebody could sleep while somebody else kind of kept an eye on him, and there was multiple people who were usually awake keeping an eye on him at any given point. And, you know, to me, I feel like this is, you know, something I have to do because that's what people did for me when I was in that place. But other folks, you know, they sacrificed their time, their free time, and their, you know, anybody could have been doing anything else with the last 48 hours, and I'm sure they would have preferred to do anything else rather than take care of somebody who had been having a mental break. Anyway, his mom showed up late last night, and she took him hopefully he's doing all right at this point. I haven't even heard an update yet because, again, like I said, I literally just got up 2 hours ago. So there's lots for us to talk about, including nudity as a requirement for a college class. Some people are upset about it. And, Daryl, you've got that story coming up on Free Talk Live.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his Inyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Share your thoughts with us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. You can call in via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. All you have to do is send us a contact request on Skype. We will notice it when we notice it, which usually takes no more than about a show segment, and then approve it. And once you're approved, you'll be good to go for calling in on Skype, which will usually make you sound a lot better than a regular phone line. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Over at FreedomsPhoenix.com, you're constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch at FreedomsPhoenix.com. So, with you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Daryl, tell me about this story out of which college and what's going on. There's some nudity that's a requirement for a college class?
Maybe kind of a little bit. So, this is out of San Diego. The article comes from UPI, and they report the mother of a UC San Diego student said she was outraged to learn that her daughter was forced to perform nude for a class final. The mother, who asked not to be named, said she was shocked to learn that her daughter was told she would have to perform nude for her final in Associate Professor Ricardo Dominguez's class, Visual Arts 104A, Performing the Self. If you don't do the performance,
you don't pass. Wow.
The woman told KGTV, quote, "It bothers me. I'm not sending her to school for this. To blanket say you must be naked in order to pass my class, it makes me sick to my stomach," end quote. Dominguez confirmed that the final does involve nudity. He said, "At the very end of the class, we've done several gestures. They have to nude gesture. The prompt is to speak about or do a gesture or create an installation that says, what is more you than you are?" The teacher did clarify to the website Inside Higher Education that there are options for the assignment titled The Erotic Self. Those options do not require students to shed their clothing.
Okay.
He says the student can choose to do the nude gesture version or the naked version. The naked gesture means you must perform a laying bare of your traumatic self, and students can do this gesture under a rug or in any way they choose, but they must share their most fragile self, something most students find extremely hard to do.
So wait, so they don't have to get nude.
But you have to remove your clothing, but you can then cover yourself with a blanket or a rug.
Can you use a sheet like a toga?
Maybe I missed a detail.
Probably.
Is this a performance in front of the whole class?
Yes.
I see.
And he continues with his explanation. He says the nude self-gesture takes place in complete darkness, and everyone is nude, with only one candle or a very small source of light for each performance. Each student can select where everyone will be during their performance and where the performance will take in the performance studio.
Can the audience be facing away from the performer?
In theory, since you as the performer get to say where everybody's going to be. Hmm. But remember also, it's in a totally dark room with only a candle. He says, just as they are able to do for all of the performances they do, a student may decide to focus on their big toe, their hair, their armpit, as being a part of their body that is more them than they are. So, in theory, you could be totally naked, pull a rug over yourself and have the candle illuminate your big toe.
Okay.
Nobody's going to see everything else.
I see.
That is the weirdest artsy performance I have ever heard.
It's titled Visual Arts 104 Performing the Self. Like, what are you expecting to happen?
In the great words
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat? Like, that's not visual performing of the self.
In the great words of Master Business from the Lego Movie, what a bunch of hippy-dippy baloney.
Yeah, never saw it.
I've heard it's really good. I've also never seen it. Now, all right, let me see if I've got this straight.
Okay.
So this is the final project for the art class.
Yes.
And
Visual Arts 104A, Performing the Self.
104, presuming that, now that, does that mean it's like the fourth class in the art thing?
Theoretically, the first, probably, yeah.
So the person doing this presumably has been through a few art classes.
Right, and none of these art classes, none of them are prerequisites for graduation. These are all electives.
Interesting. Okay.
So he's saying you got to get naked, but you don't have to stay naked, and the whole class will be naked.
Yes.
But you could also not get naked in front of the class. Like, you don't have to strip down in front of the class, right? Like,
that is not clear.
Okay. So we're presuming not, because it doesn't
presumably
sound
not.
Right. So you have to be naked, but you could also put over some sort of a towel or a shawl or
he says rug,
something like that.
So I'm guessing that would include
like
a blanket,
like a toga or something.
So you can drape yourself during this. You don't have to be in the nude during the actual exhibit of yourself, which is you in front of the class.
Right.
But you could also place yourself somewhere else besides where the class normally is, and the class could be focused in a different direction.
That's what I'm presuming based on, you know, the limited information that I have.
You can decide where the candle, which the room will be lit by one candle.
Yes.
At this time, where the candle will be placed.
Right.
So it can
you,
be
you
placed
can hold the candle
from,
next to your ear right. and illuminate, you know, the right side of your face.
So essentially, this is not like you're on show for the entire, like the intimates of your intimates are not
right.
on show for the entire class, unless that's something you want. You
right.
could then, in theory, put the candle right near your crotch. And,
yes.
You know, you could do it that way, too. So, I don't know. It doesn't sound particularly objectionable, but on its face, the headline does make it sound like, okay, maybe this has gone too far.
Right.
But no, not so much.
This professor has been teaching this class for 11 years, and he says...
It does seem like a way to look at some naked college girls, though, doesn't
absolutely.
It? I mean, that really... Let's be honest. I mean, that's probably what this is all about to some extent.
That's what I'm saying. Hippy-dippy baloney. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are better ways to look at naked people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like you could go to the nude art gallery to where they have a model and you sit there and you try to paint her. Like, you know, that's a very good way to look at a naked chick.
Like one of your French girls, right?
But this gives him a shot at all of the girls in his class. Or maybe the guys, too. Maybe he's gay. I don't know. Or bi or something like that. But, I mean, this literally gives him a shot at, you know, all of them putting themselves on display. Or at least giving the ones who are willing to display themselves
right.
the opportunity to do so.
But no one's really complained about it. This is the first time
in
that,
a decade.
Yeah.
In 11 years. And he says that all of the students are informed of their assignments at the start of the term.
Okay. So they could bail then.
Yes. He says, if you are uncomfortable with the gesture, you should not be taking this class. However, the mother says that her daughter was not warned about the final until Thursday.
Why does mom have to come in here? Isn't her daughter of legal age, and can't she speak for herself?
Probably.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you been uncomfortable by something you've been asked to do?
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, plenty of time for you to dial in toll-free here and join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One college student has expressed some upset at a recent, a final project that requires some level of shedding one's clothes.
Yes, and this is recent. The story's from earlier this week.
And the reason I corrected myself on that, Daryl, was because apparently the college student was given a full heads up at the beginning of the college course that this project would be required. So it's for them, it wasn't recent news.
They claim that they did not know until last Thursday. This story came out on Monday. It does not say what day the final was.
Got it. Well, anyway, the idea being that this has been going on for a decade, and which school was it again?
UC San Diego.
So the idea is that they have to either get naked or cover their nude body with some sort of cloth.
Right, be naked under a cloth sort of thing.
And the idea is they're sort of revealing themselves to the cloth.
Well, I just want everybody to know that right now, I am completely naked under my clothes.
Yes, as are we all.
Oh, scandalous.
And this young lady has a problem with this particular...
At least the mother does.
Well, the mom...
The mother is the one that went to the media.
So mom's not speaking on behalf of her daughter, you don't think? Otherwise, wouldn't the daughter be speaking out saying, yeah, I'm fine with this. I don't care what my mom thinks, right? Like, why? If you were 18, 19, 20 years old and your mom started doing media interviews on your behalf and you didn't agree with what she was saying, imagine you would want to step in and say something about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? We don't know if... the student actually knows that the mom is talking because the mother asked not to be identified by the media.
How else would mom know that this was happening unless her and her daughter had had some conversation?
Right, what I'm saying is there could be several girls that might feel a little uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And went and said something to mom about, oh, yeah, I've got to be naked for my final. And then the mom's like, what? You've got to be naked for your final?
Gotcha. So you can share your thoughts here. Maybe you've been in a similarly uncomfortable position in school and you want to share your story. You're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you want to talk about psychotic break and, you know, what that was like for you if you've ever not slept for a period of time. How did that go? 855-450-FREE. But, Daryl, you said there's more to this story, and I want to get to that here in a moment. Also want to tell you how you can get Bitcoin as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to use. ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. That's ExpressCoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can grab their app at ExpressCoin.com for your smartphone. And when you're going to ExpressCoin.com, don't forget to use coupon code FTL. And that'll get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. So, Daryl, what else do you want to share from this?
So, the chair of the school's visual arts department released a statement on Monday of this week. And Dr. Jordan Crandall writes, "The concerns of our students are our department's first priority, and I'd like to offer some contextual information that will help answer questions regarding the pedagogy of Visual 104A. Removing your clothes is not required in this class. This course is not required for graduation. Visual 104A is an upper division class that Professor Dominguez has taught for 11 years. It has a number of prompts for short performances called gestures. These include Your Life with Three Objects and Three Sounds and Confessional Self, among others. Students are graded on the nude, naked self gesture, just like all the other gestures. Students are aware from the start of the class that it is a requirement and that they can do the gesture in any number of ways without actually having to remove their clothes. Dominguez explains this, as does our advising team, if concerns are raised with them. There are many ways to perform nudity or nakedness, summoning art history conventions of the nude, or laying bare of one's traumatic or most fragile and vulnerable self. One can be nude while being covered. There are many comments from former students that are visible online. These comments clarify the matter quite directly. It is important to listen to students who have actually taken the class. Again, the concerns of our students are the department's first priority."
Okay. What do you think about that?
I think it sort of explains a little bit more what I was saying of you can be naked without having all of your clothes removed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, you can illuminate any part of your body.
Right.
So you can focus on your big toe if you want.
Mm.
And then nobody's going to see everything else.
Right. Yeah, I admit it's a bit unusual. But again, going with the whole sheet
Nudity in an art class isn't particularly unusual.
No, I agree.
Right.
That's not, that itself is not unusual, but asking the students themselves to do it, that's just kind of
Seem different. Yeah, usually
different,
they'll have a nude model come into the
model
class.
A nude model or models,
right?
Correct. But, again, using the sheet or the rug to cover up, and you can use the candle or whatever to illuminate your big toe or
right.
your
and
hand,
again,
like you're saying.
This is a performance art class. It's not even their drawing art.
Right, so the class isn't drawing
you. So it's like an acting class.
You're just sitting there or whatever.
So, you know, it would be akin to like an improv class and somebody saying, I'm uncomfortable pretending to be a banana. Well, you shouldn't be in the class if you don't want to be a banana.
That's true. Let's talk to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey. There's a lady here,
I gotta
too.
Say, I feel kind of guilty that I have not called in and talked about this before, but Liberland.
Yeah, Liberland, the 3 square mile plot of swampland between Croatia and Serbia, correct?
And the president apparently was arrested recently.
That's right. Do I have that right, Dave?
I'm probably your only other listener besides him who's ever been detained by Croatian authorities in a disputed area.
I don't know if he's a listener to the show. I'm not sure about that.
If I were him, I would be. But I just feel like I have a little bit of insight to share on the area. Croats are very interesting. They tend to like Americans, and they tend to like anyone that speaks their language, especially their dialect, if that makes sense.
Is this where you're from, Dave Ridley, Croatia?
Oh, no, I'm just a British American like anyone else.
Okay.
But that's part of it. If you're not ethnically connected to the area, but you still speak the language, they really like that, and they like Germans. So, you know, my thinking is that, you know, if you're German or you're American or you speak the language, that's the kind of person that, you know, could make some headway, maybe getting access to this area or at least being treated a little bit better. It sounds like this guy's not being treated terribly. And again, that's very Croatian, you know, to detain you but to treat you nicely. That's exactly what I would expect.
Okay. So we're talking about Vit Jedlicka. He is the self-proclaimed president of Liberland, a 3 square mile plot of land between Croatia and Serbia. Was it Bosnia? Wait,
Serbia.
It's between Croatia and Serbia.
Croatia and Serbia.
There are all kinds of little spotches of land along, I forget what the river is, but there's a river that's the border, mm-hmm. and when the countries split apart from, I think it was Yugoslavia, there were disputes over some of these pieces of land, and some pieces of land both countries claim, and other pieces of land neither country claims.
Yeah, but you know, there's something else too. I think it's probably they like the idea of having more tourists, and so there would be this benefit, you know, to having more people coming in and going there. So I don't see what the Croatian government would have to lose.
Well, right now, what's happening, Dave? If you want to continue the commentary, hang on. But what's happening now is both of the governments of Croatia and Serbia have put up guards on the border to Liberland, and they are stopping people from entering. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
And we're back with Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can support the show easily by shopping with Free Talk Live. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. You just click on the right Amazon for you and get your shopping done because Free Talk Live will get a cut. You get the same great prices, same huge selection, same free Super Saver shipping, Prime, all that stuff over at shop.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping taken care of. Although I don't know if they deliver to Liberland yet. Dave is in New Hampshire calling us about this very popular project. This thing has been blown up by a bunch of media coverage over the last several weeks after it was announced. The very small plot of land between Croatia and Serbia, about 3 square miles, and essentially was originally proposed as essentially unclaimed land, that neither Croatia and Serbia wanted it. At least that was the claim by the president of Liberland, who essentially staked his claim into the land there at Liberland. And then it was shortly thereafter that apparently Croatia and Serbia became very interested in this plot of land and have now allegedly placed armed guards. They are border patrol, essentially, patrolling the border between those countries and Liberland, and are stopping anybody who wants to come into Liberland from going into Liberland. So not only has the president of Liberland been arrested for trying to cross the border into Liberland, other individuals have been prevented from crossing that border as well. Over a dozen people have tried to cross into Liberland from what we heard earlier this week and have been prevented from doing so.
Now, just because neither country is claiming the land...
Apparently they are both claiming it now.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's what we heard. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it was true that they weren't claiming it in the first place.
Well, no, they weren't.
Okay.
And there are several spots of land along this river that they're not claiming.
So there could be a second Liberland, is what you're saying.
That's not necessarily what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even trying to head in that direction. What I was going to say is the reason that they're not claiming it might not have anything to do with they're not interested in the piece of land. It could have more to do with treaties that recognize the boundaries, and if you recognize this, then we are going to recognize this.
Uh-huh.
And so each country would then start picking up these...
The little islands.
You know, unclaimed pieces of land that's on their border, and then one of the other countries might then try to... restake their claim to one of the pieces of land that both countries are claiming, and it could turn into something very nasty.
Could go to World War III.
I'm not necessarily going to take it that far, but it could turn up to be something nasty.
Right, absolutely.
Dave's in New Hampshire, and you'd called with some comments. Dave, what's your history up there? Did you live up there for a period of time?
No, I just visited a couple times during the war, both Croatia and Bosnia, and I learned the language before I went. So I didn't learn it. I mean, I didn't learn it that well the first time, but by the time I went the second time, I spoke it pretty well.
What is it called, Croatian?
Yeah, but I don't understand it very well. It's a hard language to understand when it's spoken quickly. They call it Croatian in Croatia, but the same language is spoken in Serbia with a different dialect, and they call it Serbian in Bosnia, and they call it Bosnian. But the it's the same language. But the basically, but it's very complicated place. But it's just it's so misunderstood. It's actually a very safe place, especially like outside Sarajevo these days. The crime rate is probably lower than it is in New Hampshire, at least in terms of violent crime, which is that's really saying something. But they have these brief spasms of violence when, it's sort of a tribal ethnic thing, where, close tribal ethnic ties reduce crime, but they can also make people crazy for their family or crazy for their ethnicity, if that makes sense. So that comes into play there over the years. But, this is a reminder of how effective the Free State Project is. Like, supposedly I'm obsessed with the Balkans, and yet when this thing came up, I couldn't really persuade myself to even go visit, right? It's like there's so much more going on in New Hampshire and it's so much more effective that I just, I think I would probably only go over there if someone paid me to, right? To go and check this out. And it's crazy that no one else is getting video. You'd think someone else would be already doing that.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I brought up when I first heard about this president guy being arrested, and then further that a dozen people have been prevented from going in. Where's the video of this happening? And I want to see video of the border guards telling people you can't come in here, and I want to see video of somebody getting arrested. Not that I want someone to get arrested, but if it happens, there should be video of that. Now, I did sense complaining about that. I think it was Derek Jay who dug up a piece of video of some people getting into a boat. But that didn't have anything to do with, the border guards or whatever. So
I think just coincidentally, I think about a month ago, I actually dug up the video of me being detained in 1992 by the Hrvatska Vojska Organizacija in the Croatian controlled area of Bosnia. And it's kind of I've been meaning to air it and just hadn't gotten around to it. I guess now it's gonna be more interesting than it would have been before.
Yeah, good time to do it. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight about Liberland?
Well, there's ways that this can be played. They have to have a game plan. If they can have a follow-up, something they do each time the government overreacts that makes them bigger, then they can really actually make this work, I think, because they're getting so much publicity already.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, the publicity has been amazing. News media all around the world has been talking about Liberland, even if it's from the perspective of to laugh at Liberland, even if that's what it is. Fine, go ahead, laugh at me. That's why I was fine with the Colbert Report coming to town here to Keene to do a report on the Keene Robin Hooders. So I don't care if people are laughing. I'd rather have people at least knowing what's going on and paying attention and possibly doing more research and Googling us and, learning further beyond what would be presented on a presentation like the Colbert Report. So I'm more than happy to be laughed at. At the very least, it means some people are paying attention. But I think that, you know, it's I'm with Dave on this as far as I'm not exactly packing my bags and heading over to Liberland because, you know, those guys, I don't know if you want to call it starting from zero, but it's pretty much starting from zero. There's nothing there.
There's one guy, maybe some water, some grass, and some trees.
Yeah.
And the one guy is not there anymore because he got arrested.
Was he ever there in the first place? Because it sounds like he got arrested trying to go there.
Well, then this is even more of a joke than the Kingdom of North Sudan, because at least the guy that declared the Kingdom of North Sudan traveled to this little unclaimed piece of land between Egypt and Sudan.
So he's in the desert, this other guy?
He's not living there. He went there and planted a flag on the highest sand dune.
And then
left.
Yeah,
or at least I think he left. Like, it's really hard to find info on some of these.
I mean, if this were as simple as claiming the land and then moving there, then they might actually have a shot. But
right.
And how big is it again?
3 square miles.
3 square kilometers.
They're not really square. It's sort of like a triangular shape. It looks like a guitar pick.
Yeah.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it from over here, and it definitely does look like a
guitar. Yeah, they're definitely not square miles.
It's a soft triangle.
It's a math term.
I know. I'm just being literal, Daryl, again.
So,
like, central square is not actually a square, it's a circle.
Anyway, right. if it were as simple as them just being able to go and drop in and, you know, start building cabins and things like that, then it would make for...
Or planting gardens or something like
whatever.
That?
Whatever. I mean, then I think it would be a little bit easier, and it would make it a little bit more plausible that this could actually happen. But now you've got border guards, apparently, from both Croatia and Serbia, and they are actively preventing people from going into Liberland, which means that it's going to be a lot more complicated than maybe they initially had thought.
We just all need to move to Sealand.
Now, that is out on the, west of the UK?
It's in the North Sea. It's an old World War II, like, helicopter pad thing.
Who ended up buying that? It was for sale years ago, right?
I don't know if anybody actually bought it. There's some computer company that has a bunch of servers on there now.
They did set that up. Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea was that they were going to set up servers that would allow for uncensored web hosting.
Right. And in theory, the servers are out of reach of the UK government because, you know, independent. Country independent that nobody recognizes.
Now, this is a helicopter platform, right? I mean, there's really nothing. There's nothing as far as like space for people to live on this thing. There's maybe you could have a dozen people out there or something like that.
I forget. These helicopter pads, they're pretty large because they're in, you know, the middle of they're like 10 miles away from land. So these things are large. And they did have troops stationed on them at one time.
We will come back with more here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Coming up, another school story, and this one's pretty gross. It's from kindergarten. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.